Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our greatness. Sometimes I think Charlie made that damn name up because it's so hard to say. Just to be aggravating. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 27th day of September, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Excuse me. Well, it's currently 70 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 84 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's, I think this might be a little bit of Indian summer. Hopefully it lasts for, two or three months. Wouldn't hurt my feelings none, but I got a feeling it's going to be a short Indian summer, and it's going to go right into a Norwegian winter. I'm hoping I'm wrong. That being said, let's see what we're going to look at here. 140 House Democrats refused to condemn illegal aliens voting. This is from Breitbart. Illegal aliens voting. This is from Breitbart, sent in by number one New World Order hater. For discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com, and we're going to get into it in just a moment.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. 140 House Democrats refuse to condemn illegal aliens voting. This is from Breitbart, sent in by number one New World Order hater. For discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Well, you know what we think about voting anyway. Illegal aliens vote. I mean, how far gone is it, people? How far down the shithole have we gone? I mean, just to the complete level of ridiculousness. I mean, just insanity. Illegal aliens. You committed a crime coming here, and now you get a vote? Really? We got to check out this theory. Find out what's wrong with it. About 140 House Democrats voted present or against a resolution condemning localities across the United States from giving illegal aliens and non-citizens the right to vote in local elections. You see how they're mixing the illegal aliens with the non-citizens? And well, man, we're going to, they think that they're praying that we're as stupid as they think we are. And there's a handful that are, but we really don't care because they're going to have to be disposed of along with the rest of these goddamn international communists. On Wednesday, about 71 Democrats and one Republican Representative Justin Amash, Republican, I guess, am I Michigan, voted against House Resolution 1071, which admonishes localities for giving illegal aliens and non-citizens voting rights. Another 69 House Democrats voted present on the resolution, while 49 Democrats joined 230 House Republicans to support the measure. The resolution calls out localities for giving local voting rights to illegal aliens and non-citizens, noting that giving non-citizens the right to vote disenfranchises American citizens from the electoral process. You see how we just, see, this is from Breitbart, but you see how they kind of played the words there? Noting that giving non-citizens and illegals, because they're trying to pile this all into one, and it ain't going to work no way, and I'm going to tell you why. The right to vote disenfranchises American citizens, which I'm not an American citizen, I'm American national, and that's kind of part of the argument against all this, from the electoral process. Recognizing that allowing illegal immigrants the right to vote devalues the franchise and diminishes the voting power of the United States citizens. See, that it's that game, you know, which constitution are we talking about here? The constitution for the little United Big States of America, or the constitution for the United, big U United, Big S States Incorporated? Whereas voting is fundamental to a functioning democracy, well, is it really? Well, we got a problem already, because this isn't a functioning democracy. This is a republic, or it's supposed to be. Whereas the Constitution prohibits discrimination in voting based on race, sex, poll tax, and age, whereas it is of permanent importance that the United States maintains the legitimacy of its election and protects them from interference. Oh, really? Now, you see, you're talking about, I guess, you know, if Russia really wanted to interfere with our voting, you know, and just move them in, you know, just cross the border illegally and come in and vote like that. Wouldn't that be the same thing as, you know, all this big to-do they're making about, Russia and China and interfering? Do you think that there's been an election in the last, in any country other than the United States in the last 100 years that we haven't had our operatives over there interfering in their elections? Hell, we've overturned governments. Look at Libya. Look at Egypt. And look what they're trying to do in Syria. Overturning governments now. Now, us righteous United States, man, we can't have no interference in this phony ass voting, which it is phony ass voting, because we've pointed out before, you have to have the ability to vote. I mean, you have to have the capacity. Only freeholders have the capacity to vote. That means that your no can mean no. Otherwise, it's just like these local council meetings. You know, they sit down. You guys can come in and you can make a statement about it, and then we'll go in the back and we'll decide. That is not the power of the people. That is a corporate government working its magic to become a more powerful corporate government and make corporate property out of the people. Whereas voting is a fundamental to a functioning democracy, laughable, we're not a democracy, whereas the Constitution prohibits discrimination in voting based on race, sex, poll tax, age, whereas it is of paramount importance that the United States maintains the legitimacy of its elections and protects them from interference. There's no such thing. It's all of this that we're talking about, we have to realize, is in a whole nother realm from where we're supposed to be. We're living in an they talk about the shadow government, what the hell they call it, deep state, and all this horseshit. This isn't a legitimate government, so there cannot be a legitimate vote, because under the violation of the 9th article with the writing of the 14th amendment, the people were disenfranchised right there at that moment. They lost their capacity. They became servants of the government, subjects. Look up what a subject is. It's not the ruler, including interference from foreign states and illegal voting. Whereas the Constitution allows states and localities to grant non-citizens the right to vote in non-federal elections, emphasis added, well, I say they can't. You know, I went when I read this, I went and I looked it up, and there is nothing in the Constitution, you know, about the non-citizens voting here nor there. I mean, God damn it. I mean, I think if they figured that was a given, that in the first place, we're not citizens, because citizens are subjects. Citizens are subject to a governance above themselves. And in the second place, non-citizens have the right to vote. I mean, what country in the world? I mean, what would happen? People, if one of you just decided, you know, hey, let's give it a try and see what happens, and went down there and crossed the old Rio Grande, went into Mexico, and went down and forged some documents and got you a voting card down there and went and voted in one of their elections, and they found out about it, what would they do to you? I mean, this is the bottom line is, with the removal of the Bill of Rights, what this all comes down to is who does this place belong to? Now, these localities, they're saying a local locality, they can, well, we can say that illegals can vote, for instance, in our elections. They committed a crime coming here. And by allowing them to stay here, you have taken a portion of what belongs to me and you've given it to them. Including, actually, this say in things, which only an American national can have, because the thing is, they fall under the admiralty. They do not fall under the common law. They have no right to say how we disperse of our wealth, or who gets it. Or, you know, it's ours, and it's being taken from us without due process of the law, as is required, through these interstate and national contracts that are being made, these illegal contracting that have created illegal jurisdictions, that have created illegal authorities that can take money from me and give it to some son of a bitch from another country who broke the law coming over my border. Then he's going to go down and sit on the local school board, and the federal monies are still coming in from the feds for these localities. For the schools and what might have you, and they're going to have a say in the spending of the money that was taken from me without due process of the law. And on most of these shit, all of these, we're going here a little bit. Whereas it is paramount importance that the United States maintains the legitimacy of its election and protects them from interference, including interference from foreign threats and illegal voting. Whereas the Constitution allows states and localities to grant non-citizens the right to vote in non-federal elections. I could not find it in there where it allows it. I guess you could go under Article 10. It says if it isn't forbidden in the Constitution for them to do it, they could do it. But then again, you go to the ninth article, and this is disenfranchising. This is taking something from me, my say-so, and how my wealth is distributed. This is like a third party coming in and going, you just got your paycheck. And this is like some third party coming in who has nothing to do with you. It isn't a part of your family, and saying, I think we're going to take $50 out of your check and send it over here to my partner, Pueblo. You know, Carlos Pueblo. Or I'm going to send it over, to Syria to buy weapons or whatever, what might have you. I'm going to decide. No, you're not. You can't, because it involves the commerce of the United States, and through the Commerce Clause. The Commerce Clause cannot be used to violate the Ninth Article. None of the clauses in the Constitution can. We've already went over that 1,000 times. Whereas the city of San Francisco, California, is allowing non-citizens, including illegal immigrants, to register to vote in school board elections. And when you commit a crime, do they give you something besides, handcuffs and a beating and go to jail? Do they? I mean, I'm reading this and it is still blowing me away, including illegal immigrants to register to vote in school board elections. Right? When you go to, find out that someone's done something illegal, there's supposed to be a prosecution. And this is where the admiralty authority of that 10-mile square, known as Washington, D.C., where that federal jurisdiction does come into play, because you're dealing with foreigners who crossed your border. I mean, what separates it? I mean, there's been some video that has come out that had been made by private people down there on the border and down there in Arizona, showing, armed people, soldiers, for all intents and purposes, coming right across our border, fully geared, bringing a Middle Eastern man with him. Have you seen those? I mean, and so, when he gets up there, I guess he could, while he's waiting to kill me, I could go vote in an election too, huh? No, when somebody crosses your border, they are an invader. They fall under the responsibility of this country. I mean, what was this country, this federal government put in place to do? To protect our form of government, to protect that Bill of Rights, to protect what belongs to us from other people taking it. Now, if somebody says, well, just anybody can come in, and because we've gotten rid of the Bill of Rights, which requires the due process of the law to take my property, I get enough illegals in here, they can just vote to take my property, and, well, that's just part of the corporate government. You're just going to have to live with it because you're just property. And whereas federal law prohibits non-citizens from voting in elections for federal office, well, you know, the thing here is, because they're also being counted as an apportionment of the population, illegals, people who aren't supposed to be here, they're getting more electors, you know, they get more representatives. So those representatives that were brought here through an illegal act, who do you think they're going to be looking out for? That's why we talk about, you know, why is this government that's supposed to represent we the people representing all these foreigners against us? Well, because, well, they get their own constituents. All you got to do is get it. I mean, what the hell? Leave your guns, armies. If you want to take the United States, just cross over the border and vote out our way of life. There's nothing to stop you, is there? Except that it's a complete fraud. And you know, just like California, passing this law saying that the illegals and these non-citizens can vote. This has all been done after 1868, so it's all been done under a fraudulent corporate government that can't exist anyway under the Ninth Article, so it's all a fraud, it's all a lie. No, they can't do it. Whereas the city of San Francisco, California, is allowing non-citizens, and I looked it up, and I mean, this is something they've just recently done. So it's all been done without authority, because the authority is for any government is forfeited when they violated the terms of the Constitution, when they violated the Ninth Article and created authorities that could not exist, that the people not only did not give permission to, for, or did not acquiesce to, but forbade, including illegal immigrants to register to vote in school board elections. The schools are funded by federal monies taken from us at gunpoint illegally without due process of the law. So here you got these people spending our money, spending my money taken from me illegally under a system that can't exist because it was created through a fraud and direct violation of a ratified law, which is the Bill of Rights, which was never changed. Can't be changed because it is a single body of law, and the Ninth Article says you can't change it. Nothing, even the articles in the Constitution for amendment of the Constitution can't change it because no authority can exist in the Constitution to change it. I mean, we all know what this is. We had to read something today, I guess. And whereas federal law prohibits non-citizens from voting in elections for federal office, now, therefore, be it one, resolved that the House of Representatives recognizes that allowing illegal immigrants the right to vote devalues the franchise and diminishes the voting power of and for United States citizens. So I'm sitting here, if there was such a vote, which we all know this is all just a fucking big game they're playing with us. So I go down, and there's something I don't want. I'm an American national. I can trace my lineage into this country back to before the Revolution. Okay? My fucking country. And this son of a bitch crosses the border illegally in violation. Well, in the first place, there could be no immigration policy. They could not even create that if you think about it, people. I mean, I'm not going to go and say that everybody back to that came here after the Revolutionary War, that they aren't American nationals. Of course they are, but by law, they broke the law. Because think about it, when it was all over, when the war was all over, who did the goddamn country belong to? Well, the people thought it belonged to them because they were the ones that went out and killed the British and beat them out of the goddamn country. But of course, we've talked about the fact that the sword was surrendered, or the franchise, the charter for the United States from King George to, well, King George of the United States government, George Washington. The charter was surrendered to them, not to the people. And see, this is where we come into the problem, and that's why, you know, the Anti-Federalists knew exactly what was up and, you know, what they would try to do with their newfound franchise. It was just the same oppressors from the colonies. Now they were official oppressors, and they were your new government. And that formed in the middle of an uprising. Man, that's quite an accomplishment. It's called a hijacking. At any rate, now, like I said, any decisions, like on a school board, is going to involve, I mean, even if you want to play this game with this phony, the Constitution that is in effect right now, this federal charter, this corporate charter that is in place, that was put in place illegally in violation of the Ninth Article in 1868, even if you want to go by that, you're talking about spending federal money. These people are going to have some say in how the federal money is spent, even though they can't be taking the money. I mean, we've gone over this. And like I said, you go back to the whole idea of bringing more people in. You know, I look around me and I see goddamn, like I told you guys the other day, how they've destroyed this place where I'm at. There is goddamn construction going on at ad nauseum everywhere you look. I mean, it's just construction. They're building new homes and new all this shit. Now, let's go back to what they're telling us. We got to bring in more people into this country because the American nationals, they haven't been having enough children to replace their numbers. So all of this new construction, all this seizure, this illegal seizure through the BLM of our public lands that are being developed for people from other countries so that they can come here and displace us. This is a recolonization with third worlders. They want their slave state, and not to mention it with the commerce. I mean, our public lands are valuable. The trees, the copper, the gold, the uranium. This is all valuable things that belong to each and every American national. And the BLM is an illegal agency. It's like all these agencies are illegal. These are not elected representatives of the people doing shit. These are all that's what this is, the theory they're working on. Yeah, we can't violate your rights. We can't just take the goddamn land because you're going to get an argument out of that. Because when we wrote when we created the act, when we acted without authority to put your public lands under the stewardship and management of the Forest Service, one of those clauses, I mean, people back then said, fucking government ain't taking it. It wouldn't be our land. It'd be the government's land, wouldn't it? Oh, no. We're just bringing in some people to manage it for you, to make sure that it's there for your children, to protect your wealth, to protect what is yours. Because there's just like that Constitution when they sold us on that bullshit. You need somebody to protect you from these. Like, we can't protect ourselves from it. Like our common law, there is no issue. That I've always challenged people, bring me one issue that cannot be solved in the common law court using the procedures outlined in the Bill of Rights. It just doesn't exist. We never needed them for anything. This was, they plan 100 years into the future. So you get to create a forest service. You know, the communist Teddy Roosevelt, he's the one that first started seizing our public lands. We're going to protect it for you so that it's there for you. And then they come up with and protecting it. We're going to start with regulating timber harvest. And then this is where they start working the contracting in, where they were managing our forests, but they were managing, the trees need to be thinned, and we need to, clean the forests up and make them better for you. And then they go through and they fucking butcher it. I mean, you've heard a lot of people, the good conservatives come up and cry around about, the spotted owl shit. Man, by the time the spotted owl got around here, you should have seen what they did to my home here, where I live. When I was a kid, man, this was all old growth. I mean, well, it was already been cut 3 times because they already come here and raped the land. But I mean, the huge forests and shit, man, that were here, it was magnificent. And so they came through and they clear cut it. I mean, they put forth what the hell they called it, the forestry plan, where 12, I've talked about it before, where there'd be 12 old growth trees left per acre. And then there would be the replanting in series so that there was a sustainable harvest all the time. And all that money from my trees was, well, going to this illegal fucking government, this corporate fucking government that was running the contracts. If something belongs to me, if something belongs to me, I sell it. The money comes to me, right? Where did the government get the authority to be selling what belongs to me and just taking the money? It's like 100% tax. I sell my car. Well, you got, what'd you get out of the car? I got $500 out of the car. $500. You got to give us the whole $500. It is a tax. It is a theft. Because there was no due process of the law. I didn't agree to sell my goddamn timber. There's another article here we're going to talk about in a little bit about this guy. He did sell some timber off his own property. He got big old man. They got him in one of their administrative courts. They have created all these illegal agencies. Anyway, so you got the Forest Service, and before we'll allow the Forest Service to exist, they're going to put it in there in bold writing that, you know, they can never sell our property. They can sell no property. They're just there to manage it. And so, well, sooner or later, you know, we come to the point that we talk about again about us not reproducing. If you're not reproducing, if this country belongs to American nationals haven't been producing as many people, the people that are here because the country is so rich should be having more, not less, shouldn't they? I mean, if you're a family of six and you say you buy $500 worth of groceries a month and then two people leave, you know, like two children leave the nest, and you still got the five. If you're buying the $500 for the groceries, you'd have more. But we're having less, and we're watching our public lands. Like I said, I can bring out the old maps. I can show you that's public land. It was under the management of the Forest Service. So they create this illegal BLM, chartered out of Costa Rica, and bring it in here because they've already usurped the true. Little U United, big S states of these Americas. They usurped our Constitution, plain and simple, in 1868. And they did it in direct violation of the Ninth Article, which the people back then should have shut it fucking right down. But they were, we do it right after a big, terrible war. I mean, the Union was supposed to have won that war, and they were the ones with the Constitution. And, of course, they violated that when they told the states they couldn't secede from the Union. So they'd already violated the Constitution. But then the problem was, you know, here's that Bill of Rights in the goddamn way. Because the idea has always been, after the War of 1812, this part of the settlement of the War of 1812 was to give the King of England a charter to come across the country. The wealth from the trees and shit, yeah, all that shit went to England, people. You do realize that, right? And it belonged to us. And these people pretending who created the government while we're in the middle of an uprising, they went and signed the papers and made the deals to hand our property over to the king. And I mean, this was probably done before the Bill of Rights was ratified. But I mean, a lot of it was done afterwards too. But when you remove, the only way an American national could have any property removed from them, I mean, the Bill of Rights is very fucking clear. It's made to be understood. It's so simple that I think that's what, you know, why most people have a problem with it. It is just so goddamn simple. You just can't do it. And it is the law of this land. It was ratified. And it is applicable to the states under the 10th Amendment. Everything that is forbidden to the Fed is forbidden to the state. And no power can exist, but here we are. Watching it happen day by day. And now they've come to the goddamn point where I'm sitting here telling you that, oh, legal aliens are going to start voting. Well, just bring them all in here and let's just vote. Everybody can vote to get rid of the Bill of Rights, but you can't, can you? No power can exist. That's what that Ninth Article says. You can't create it. Go ahead.
Henry?
Yes.
If a fella buys a couple acres or 40 acres or 80 acres and he cuts trees down, he owns land and he cuts trees down and he replants seedlings and what the hell is the problem? I mean, if you replant, what is the problem?
I'll tell you the problem. I'll tell you the problem, Mark. He never owned the land.
Yeah, I know.
He owns a titled interest in the land. This is was part of what they did back in 1868 when they changed, took our federal constitution, threw it aside, and put in and set up a fucking corporation called the United States of America. With it, you cannot have this corporation of the United States of America that can make, create, see, this is their idea how they're going to create contracts to steal our country from us. But none of it could be done because they couldn't make the first move. And they could not change that constitution to grant them a power to remove our Bill of Rights and our right to own the property was ours and could only be taken through the due process of the law. The guy never owned the goddamn property. Nobody here, I know there's a lot of people, I mean, I've talked to some ranchers, you know, I've known people over the years, I like to hunt their ranches and stuff, they're decent people. But they talk about, this is real property, I go, it's really not your property, bro, you don't understand, it's just that one act that happened, it changed the government. It did it without authority, it was a coup. It was a corporate coup, it was done on paper, not with bullets. They wrote all this shit and they signed their name to it and they sat back and held their fucking breath. And nothing happened because the people were so tired of fighting. And you got to believe that a lot of your smarter people, just like every war, man, you think about the minds that might have created a cure for cancer. Not that there isn't a cure for cancer and it hasn't been for years. Put satellites in space and spy on people. You can do all this shit. You can't cure cancer, my ass. Anyways, we'll get back into this. We're at the bottom of the hour.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Say.
Yeah, people get mad. People get oh so mad. People get mad. Stuck in the past, but you live for today. They live by some rules that you will not obey. People get mad when they need to move on. They need your attention, but you need to run. Or you're living next door and you won't mow your lawn.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1240 Pacific Time. And that was Amy Levere with People Get Mad, Don't They? Now, I'm going to look at this a little in a different way. Okay, let's say you got a little town, a municipality, and there's, say, only 200 people, 200 citizens, right? No, not citizens. I'm like, goddamn words, keep flying around. 200 American nationals are running this little town, okay? They got a fire department. They got a city council and what might have you. So there's 300 people, so 301 illegals cross your border illegally, and they come in and they can have the vote. So I guess that property just got turned over to foreign nationals. They just took control of your body politic, didn't they? This is invasion. I mean, they try to throw the non-citizen in with the illegal aliens. A non-citizen can't have a sovereign country. It dispels the very idea of sovereignty. What is a sovereignty? I mean, it's our country. It belongs to us, everything in it. And like I said, you're not just talking about taxing authority. Because a local municipality, a school board, they can put up a tax levy, can't they? And if they got enough of their foreigners there to vote that tax levy, I mean, well, then the goddamn, you're going to pay them the money to do what they want to do in your country. I mean, this is just how far gone it is. This would have never been suggested. I mean, I was looking up the records on this. You know, where in the hell they get this idea these local municipalities could, you know, let them vote on school board? No, you can't. It's not a disenfranchisement. It is a removal of my vote. It is canceling my vote with a foreigner who has no goddamn rights in this country. When you cross into this country illegally, you fall under the admiralty. The goddamn army is supposed to keep people from invading your country. That's what you got a standing army for, isn't it? No, that standing army is made up of a whole bunch of corporate unions with thugs that work for the corporations. And the bottom line is, like I was telling you guys, behind all of this is the taking of our public lands and the development of it. There's fortunes being made by a handful. That's ours. That belongs to us. And it is being taken absolutely without due process of the law. Go ahead.
But a fella buys 80 acres in Texas, Henry, and there's goddamn oil in, on under it, you know, I mean, he's going to grab it, right?
Wrong. Because the mineral rights, I mean, about every piece of land you buy, Mark, whether you realize this or not, the mineral rights are already owned. The government claims ownership of the mineral rights. You can buy the surface rights, but they can come right in, and the government can sell the mineral rights, and they can come right in and put up an oil well right on your property, and somebody else get the goddamn minerals and or the oil or whatever it is underneath the ground. Because the government, it was another thing they seized through their illegal takeover of this country, was the mineral. Go ahead.
But I drive through Texas all the time. I see these goddamn wells pumping on these, on this private property.
I don't mean that those people are getting the money for it. Right here where I live, this property here, I guarantee you the mineral rights are not owned by the person who owns the property. They did it through their dirty deals, dude, long time ago. That's why, like, you know, like this, you know, this, oil, this new oil exploration that's being opened up, you know, going to be opened up. Why is the money going to the government? Because the government's always already claimed the wealth of this goddamn nation, this corporation, this illegal corporation created in direct violation of the people's law without the people's consent. Because not only didn't we give you consent, we forbade it. That's what I mean, it is what it is. They're stealing our fucking country.
It's funny, like, you know, like the guy that owns the Texas property, I mean, if there's oil there and he says, no, you can't drill, they're going to fucking drill anyway, aren't they?
Hell yes. Yeah. It's like the pipelines and stuff, that this eminent domain. See, you've seen them. Switching the, you see, eminent domain was put in there for, like, if you needed it for the defense of the country, it was something to protect the country, you know, like the Alaskan Highway or, you know, during a war or what might have you. Eminent domain was made for like military installations and post offices and what might have you. Now you see who's invoking eminent domain and taking people's property? Corporations. How in the hell is that ever possible if the Bill of Rights is still in effect? Because the Bill of Rights says that I don't care if there's 100 of you that form a corporation. You can't come here and take my property. There's only one way. You have to file for a redress of a grievance. That means you're going to have to file a complaint against me for some damage I've done to you to get my property. Or as a civil fine for a crime I've committed against you. That's the only way. And it has to be through the jury trial. I get the full procedural due process in the common law court. And as the common law courts do not exist anymore, all of these seizures of land, all of this shit is illegal. It's just another part of the great theft. And they know that sooner or later, I mean, sooner, because, I mean, there's, I was reading an article, I didn't bring it up on the thing, about, you know, the zillionaires, the 1%, they're getting a little worried. Because they have so much mountains of wealth, and the people are getting so poor that even the dumbest of the dumb are realizing, hey, you know, goddamn, how in the hell is it possible that this 1%, that the 99% of us, that with the earth is, belongs to all of us, doesn't it? I mean, we all came from this soil. We all came from we have our sovereign nations, that which we've claimed for our own and held as our own possession, one in blood. But you got these, you know, and now you got these internationals, they just, whatever they want to come and take. There is no law. There is no law, there is no international law, there is no national law. This is pure mafia. It's just might is right. I can take it because I can, because I can shoot you and take what you got. It's robbery. Armed robbery. And in the end, like I said, this is the reason for the 140 billion, or what it was, 40 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition. It's all a fraud. It is a complete, it's an easily proved fraud. This is why From the Trenches can't get out no further. That's why they have to keep it quiet. Man, we can't shut it clear down, because then, man, people, you know, that affirms everything the man's been saying, that the people in that side have been saying all along. It affirms it. We can squeeze it and try to get it till nobody can get it, you know. So, yeah, they can't get emails through. They can't, you know, first we'll get rid of any sponsorship. You get rid of that by threatening them through the banks, just like they do with the gun manufacturers. Oh, yeah, you a gun manufacturer? Well, you can't get a line of credit. We're going to, you know, and then then it comes down to the licensing. It all centers right around 1868. When this was turned into a, go ahead, sorry.
You talked about the BLM being incorporated in what country?
Costa Rica. That's where it's chartered.
Oh, man, that's unbelievable. I had no idea. I had no idea.
Wait, hell yes. It's, see, these are all what they have done is, you see, what we gave in the original Constitution was a fiduciary authority for a menial, little tiny fiduciary authority for certain specific items. But see, the ones that wrote it, they knew, I mean, it's, if anybody that's read the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers, you can see exactly what it was all about. That Commerce Clause was put in there. You see, the people who wrote the Bill of Rights, now they wrote it, it's unbreakable. You cannot break it. There's never been nobody that I've seen done it. I've offered anybody to come up and try. You cannot break it. It is written in fact, and it is a body of law, and it is protected by that ninth article that says that nothing in the Constitution can ever change it. That was saying that the people will always be the authority in this country. You know, I see a Gray Rider, you know, he's putting up these articles. You know, he puts a lot of these Supreme Court decisions and shit in here. The Supreme Court, even for the real, what was supposed to be the United, the government before it was hijacked or before it was usurped, before it was, before the coup, before the paper coup, that Supreme Court could only offer opinion. The Supreme Court can say right now that they can say this is the law. And you go and you break that law. And you go in front of 12 jurors. And 12 jurors says, no, acquitted. You're acquitted. That's why that procedural due process and that guarantee to common law was put in there. So the government can never take control of the people. But then again, but you got to look at what they did. Look at what they did, guys. After the Branch Davidians were, you know, had their children burned alive, after they attacked Mount Carmel, a church, after they murdered those people, the rest that got out were, you know, they were put on trial. And you know what? They were acquitted. And you know what? That fucking judge who, in the common law, a judge, all a judge does is make sure that the procedures are followed to make sure that everybody's rights are protected. That was that's what it was all about. But that judge, he overturned the verdict of a jury. So that wasn't no common law jury. And that wasn't no common law. That was pure goddamn military force and gave those people, put those people in prison after they had been acquitted by a jury. So to pretend that this isn't a complete and total takeover is silly. The only thing, I mean, the only reason they're playing these games with us, even, you know, like the articles like this one here, you know, I'm getting ready, welfare for refugees cost Americans $123 billion in 10 years. And you know, the games with endless investigations and this one's going to get this one, the deep state and all of this shit. It's just to keep the game going. Because what's going on in the meantime? Go ahead, sorry.
I'm a little bit slow. I know you get mad at me sometimes.
I'm
out of turn, but why in the hell would the BLM incorporate in Costa Rica? I mean, what? Because it can't do it here legally? Is that why you do it over there? I mean, why the hell would you want to incorporate the Bureau of fucking American Land Management in Costa Rica, for crying out loud?
Well, see, you got a foreign corporation. A foreign corporation comes in, this foreign corporation, where they're going to join in the management of your land, you see? And so what happens is that the people who have fiduciary responsibility, like your governor, your lieutenant governor, your local legislators, you know, the Senate, the Congress, what they do is they contract out their fiduciary responsibilities, which they can't. This is how they've tried to do it, you see, guys. This is how the game is played. As a sitting representative of the people, you cannot violate their rights. So their theory, the way this contract, interstate contracting shit works, is they contract out an, management, okay, to a private contractor. Now when you're a private contractor, and just like the BLM being, chartered in, Costa Rica, you operate under the Uniform Commercial Code. Now, the Uniform Commercial Code is about property. It's about running. It's about contracts and corporations and such, you see. And so what their theory is because, well, that's a private contractor. It's just like what they're trying to do, say about, like, what the hell is it, Facebook or whatever the hell it is, that Zuckerberg? Oh, he's a private company, so there is nothing we can do. He can just violate the hell out of your First Article rights. Well, no. If you're a private contractor, which the BLM is, and you come into this country, what do you got to have to operate in this country? What do you got to have? What do you got to? What do they get? Go get the little girl at the lemonade stand for not having. You have to have a merchant's license. That's it. You have to have that merchant's license. And that's why, you know, I talk about, you know, like James Wood, we have, you know, we've been going back and forth that. Mark wrote the letter. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's kind of fun what we're doing with that over there. But the bottom line is, man, the answer is simple here. If our law was what it was supposed to be and our Bill of Rights was in effect, it would be simple as shit. You would call that person out in their private capacity. I don't care. You're the corporate CEO. And that's why all that fucking Trump is. He's the head CEO. He's the head corporate CEO for the United States Incorporated. You bring, say somebody like Zuckerberg. Okay. He takes down my shit, right? He violates my first article, right? I just go there and I file on him. I file paperwork on him as in his private capacity. Not as a corporation. I'm not. That's why I did the mandamus the way I did. Now you go try and attack them in their contractual administrative admiralty. You're losing your jurisdiction. You're losing your authority. You're admitting that you do not have no goddamn way other way to compel them than through their administrative hearings and all this horse shit. I have the authority. If things are the way they're supposed to be, the country belongs to the American nationals. You do what we fucking tell you. And the thing is, you let people, the reason for the licensing was to make sure we weren't getting ripped off. If somebody, you know, like a corporation, we want to form a corporation. We want to set up a couple of lumber mills and we want to log a bunch of forests. Okay. Well, okay. That builds wealth for the country and everybody should be willing to go along with that. Because, if you're going to send me my tree money, I might go along. We got lots of timber. The timber, you know, it's a renewable resource and is the people's resource. And it's a way, you know, that we would have our wealth that belongs to us. So the licensing thing came in that we're going to have corporations, but they're going to be licensed. And they can't violate, when they're cutting down your federal timber, they can't violate your rights. But at the same time, they were writing these contracts. It's just like this, you're talking about the minerals below ground. What about the trees growing above the ground? They've obviously claimed that it's all owned by this thing called the corporate United States. It's owned by a corporation, not the people. The people have been reduced to assets of the corporation as property. Property has no rights. This is the game they're playing. Go ahead, sorry.
No, I mean, Henry, I've been listening to you for all these years. I am finally starting to get, I mean, after all these goddamn years, it's finally starting to come together for me. I mean, now I get it. I mean, why it's all foreign corporation and what the hell they're really doing. It's just to take away any problems that you might come with later if you want to sue them.
This is why the first move was to remove the common law courts. That's why they had to have the emergencies. World War II, boy, you know, when they interned the Japanese, they could not intern those Japanese Americans. I mean, they weren't Japanese Americans. They were American fucking nationals. They've been born here generations. But how in the hell did they take and say, Lincoln was the first. But under this emergency, we're going to intern Americans. We're going to put you in goddamn prison camps, the equivalent of prison camps across the nation because it's an emergency. Well, you know, I got to believe there was more than one American of Japanese descent that had a brain said, you can't do that. There is no authority for it. You have no authority. Oh, no, not under the old constitution. But we've written a whole new constitution, and it's not really a constitution. It's a corporate charter. And under the corporate charter, what the board says goes. And what goes is your goddamn rights. Under the ninth article, the Japanese in this country could not be interned, could they? Where was the authority for it? Somebody tell me. The ninth article says that no authority can exist to, I'll read it to you here. We got it right handy here. The ninth article says, the enumeration in the Constitution, that is the writing down in the Constitution of certain rights, hence authorities, shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. They took every right from those Americans of Japanese descent, American nationals. They took their every right away from them. They had no authority. The ninth article said they could not. So this wasn't done under the our Constitution. This just it was all done in 1868 when they took our Constitution that could not ever have any such authority, and they put in this corporation who started writing corporate policy. You see, that's where we get the difference between the English common law and the Roman civil law. They started writing corporate policy and enforcing it as public law. That's why they call it public law this, public law that. But they couldn't do it because the whole thing's a fraud. Because why? They never had the authority to do it in the first place. It's like all these acts. And in their court, in this fraudulent corporate United States, under their contractual working in a uniform commercial code where you and I are just property, they can dispose of us any way they want, and we have no say in it because we're just property. That's what we have been reduced to. That's why in the mandamus, when I asked the lady, I said, so you're telling me I'm the property, I belong to Klamath County? They own me? Yes. Yes, they do. And under this fraud, they are claiming they own every goddamn one of us. That's why they think they can just do whatever they fucking want. Because we're just property. And until we take out our guns, it's what the king thought too. The king of England thought we were just property. We were his subjects. Remember? That's what we were called. English subjects. As English subjects, he could come and dispossess us of anything. No due process law. The king said it. It's his charter. You are his possession. He has no difference. Only it's a corporation instead of a king. This is why, you know, all these games are playing with all these investigations, all this horse shit. That's why they're, you know, just like this stuff we've been talking about the last couple of days. Oh, you know, this due process in the court. Well, they won't say that word, Bill of Rights. Because the Bill of Rights has always been, from the day it was ratified, we got to get rid of this. We cannot take this fucking country away from them, because the only way it can be done is through these procedures here, and we can't do it because we're the government. And the government can't do it. We can only do it as in our private capacity if there's a damage or there's a civil crime committed against us. And they haven't done that. We'd have to do it as individuals. We couldn't do it as a mobocracy, as a monarchy, as a corporate monarchy. We couldn't do it. So in 1868, they wrote the 14th Amendment, they declared us their subjects. A subject has no rights. A subject does what a subject is told. You are subject to their authority. Don't you see? Instead of them being subject to your authority, they turned it right on its goddamn head with that phony ass 14th Amendment. And that's what they've been pumping people into this country. Oh, they got the right. There's equal rights. Fuck you. Everything that has been done is 110%. It's all fraud. We are absolutely in the right to take up our arms and shoot these son of a bitches out of our country. When the son of a bitch comes up to you with zero authority, he's coming up as a part of this corporation. That's what it is. He is a corporate enforcer for an illegal corporation. A corporation that represents an overthrow of the people's authority. And he's coming up with a gun. So you got to pull your gun out and you got to shoot the son of a bitch. That's the only choice you have left. Because on their illegal...
Great show, Henry. Great show, man. You really explained it really well. I mean, even if I can understand it, anybody can understand it. It was a great show, man.
Thanks, Mark. Anyway, we're at the top. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, realize it. They absolutely, in the way this is set up, it's all illegal. It's all a fraud. But as it is set up, you are property. And now they're getting around to the point where they keep easing it in, pushing it in faster and faster because they're looting the joint while they're at it. More and more to get it to your head. And just like they play in these games about jurisprudence and core rights and Western legal precedents and all this horse shit. It's just to get it down through your head that you have no fucking say. You are governed. Just like when you were governed under that king. We're not governed. We're self-governing under the Bill of Rights and the common law. And that's what you got to get through people's heads. And just say, hey, you don't believe you're a piece of fucking property? Hell, they'll tell you you're a piece of property. They'll tell you that you are the property that they can con. What's he like with what they're doing with this medical shit that I was fighting them on? Is they're making contracts in my fucking name. You can't, did you get custody of me somehow? Because the only way any guy can be put into custody is through the process in the Bill of Rights. Through the procedural due process. That's the only way I can even be brought into under anybody's custody. Nobody signed my fucking name, but they're signing everybody's name now. With this insurance scam, it's all across this country. When they're putting in these, this little insurance company is going to have its territories in the mafia. And they are contracting in our names without our signatures. That's as simple as I can put it. That makes you their property. You know, you can buy or sell a horse, but the horse doesn't buy or sell itself. That is the word from the trenches.